Today's shiur is in the second parak of Kinim, which in the Mishnayis is the last Masechet in Kachim, after Tamid and Midos, but which the printer of the Gemara put before Tamid and Midos. And in terms of Dafim, as part of the previous Masechet Me'ilah on Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin at the beginning of the second parak on the top of Daf Chaf Gimel. As part of the various forum and resources I have used to prepare for these shiurim in Masechet Kinim, I have listened to Hagoyin HaRav Chaim Yisrael Belsky Shlita Shiurim on Masechta Kinim on Dial HaDaf. May the schus of our learning from his shiurim be a schus for him, for a refuah shleima b'mehera b'soch shar chole Yisrael, as we continue to be mispalel for Chaim Yisrael ben Chana Tziril. Our Masechta discusses korbonos of oif choivo, when someone is mechuyiv to bring a bird for a korban. For example, a yoledes, a metzora, a zov, a zova, a nazir who became tamei, or someone who has to bring a korban olav v'yored, depending on his financial ability. If he was over, if he transgressed shvuas ha'edis, or shvuas bitui, or tumas migdash u'kedoshav, in all of these cases, he is chayiv to bring, or he or she are mechuyiv to bring shnei torim o shnei b'nei yona, two pigeons or two turtle doves, echad la'oila ve'echad l'chatas. One of these birds is brought as an ola, and one is brought as a chatas. It is brought in a cane. This is a small box, a nest, and b'loshin rabim is the name of our mesechta, kinim. There were many questions that arose in the Beis HaMikdash concerning Kinim, and this was because of two reasons. Number one, the main point of our entire Masechta was the issue of birds flying from one cane to another, and the complications that arose because of that flight of the bird. And the second cause of issues with Kinim was that the korbanos came very often from the Hamon Am, who were Amoratzim, not well-learned. It came very often from women, and in fact, we find in our Masechta a few times where it speaks about shtei noshim, where two women are bringing their korbanos, because most of the kinim were brought for a yoledes, for a woman who had given birth. And although the same dinim of our Masechta would apply to two zavim, or two mitzoraim. However, with the Mishnah speaks about two women because that was the most common need of the kinim, echad l'chatas v'echad l'oila, for a woman who gave birth. And therefore, it was necessary to have a great Talmud Chacham, to paskin the shilas, the complex shilas of a bird flying from one cane to another, and also it was necessary to have a Talmud Chacham who understood the language of the multitudes, of the unlearned masses, of the women, who would speak in different languages, in different dialects, and it was necessary to have a great Talmud Chacham in charge. In fact, there was a department of Kinim in the Beis HaMikdash, and it was known after the first person who was in charge of that department, and that was none other than Mordechai HaTzadik from Megillas Esther. And he had another name. His name was Pesachia, which means Pesach. He was open. He knew 70 languages. Being a member of Sanhedrin, he had to know 70 languages. But by being able to know the 70 languages and the different languages and dialects, he could determine what a woman or an unlearned person would be mechuyev. The Gemara gives one example, as Rav Belsky speaks out, that a woman came and said that she's chayev a korban because of an ocean. And people understood that she meant to say that she was a zova. And she didn't want to say that she was a zova. This was embarrassing for her. So she referred to her flow of dam, of blood, as an ocean. However, Mordechai understood what the woman meant differently and correctly. Mordechai understood that she had traveled on the ocean and she was in danger, and she had promised to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, to donate a korban to the Beis HaMikdash if she would get help on this journey, and therefore she was not chayiv in chatas or oif as a zova is mechuyiv, and she was not bringing a cane, a nest of a chatas and an oila for a zova. Let us now begin our perek. Cane stuma. Cane stuma refers to the two times when a person is able to decide which of the two birds is going to be the chatas and which is going to be the ola. The person is able to do this either at the time when he takes the two birds, when he purchases the two birds. He can say, Harei goizel zel l'chatas, goizel zel l'ola. He can say, this gozel, this bird is a chatas and this one is an ola. And that is called kan, or mifureshes. Then it's a clear nest, because it's been designated one for a chatas and one for an ola. However, if the owner did not designate it at the time of purchase, then it remains a cane stuma. It is an undesignated pair of birds, and the koyin, when it comes to the time of hakrova, he can then designate which one will be the chatas and which one will be the ola. So when it's designated by the Bialim, it's called cane mefureshes. When it waits until the Kohen designates it at the time of the sacrifice, until that time, it's called a Kain Stuma. And this is what our Mishnah is discussing. A Kain Stuma, in other words, it has a Kedusha Kloli. It has a general Kedusha. It is not yet designated, is not yet specific which one is going to be a Chatas and which one's going to be an Oila. But between both of them, one of them will eventually become the Chatas and one will become the Oila. So our mission is now going to discuss three cases, and they're all cases of Goizel Hanevad, of a bird that got lost. And what is the din concerning the remaining bird? Says the Mishnah, Kain Stuma Sheporach Mimeno Goizel Avir. If a bird, one of the birds, flew out into the air and it's lost. Second case, Oisha Parach Labein Hamesos. Or this bird flew out of its nest and it went into a nest designated Lamisa. And this could be referring to what we learned in Perik Aleph, that for example, if a chatas gets mixed up with a bunch of olos, or an ola gets mixed up with a bunch of chatois, so the halacha is that they all have to be let to die. And the reason is because on each bird we now have a suffix, does this have to be brought as a chatas or does it have to be brought as an oila? And the halachas of the avoda of a chatas are different than an oila and vice versa. What you do for a chatas doesn't work for an oila, and vice versa, what you do for an oila doesn't work for a chatas. So we learned from Perek Aleph that they all have to die. Now that this bird from a cane stuma flew into all these birds that are supposed to die, it too has to die. We don't know which bird came in from the cane stuma, and therefore it joins all the rest which are going to die. Another possibility of Bein HaMesos would be by the Chamesh Chatois HaMesos. The sheet of Rashi and the Rush is that the five Chatois that are supposed to die, for example, a Chatos whose owner perished, and he no longer is in need of the kapor of that chatas after his death. So the din is that the chatas itself has to be let to die. The Rosh and Rashi sheet is that that applies not only to chatas behema, but applies to chatas oif as well. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say it does not apply to chatas oif. But according to Rashi and the Rosh, here would be another example of where, in our case, a bird from the Kain Stuma flew into Chatas oif that had to die because they're one of the Chamesh Chatois, that there's a din that they have to die. And now this bird joins all the rest that have to be let to die. So it's also a case of Goizel Hanevad. It's lost because we're going to have to kill it. We cannot bring it as a korban. Oy, a third case, Shemes Echad Mehem. Or one of these birds that is in the Kain Stuma died. So the halach in all of these three cases of Goizel Hanevad is Yikach Zuglisheni, that we take a partner to the remaining bird, and now we again have our two birds in the Kain Stuma. The Tiferes Yisrael speaks out that certainly this would be the halacha by a Kain Mufureshes. if one of them was already designated by the owner as a chatas and the other one as a oila, and now let's say the oila one flew away and got lost, so certainly we would take another bird as an oila. The chiddush, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is that we do this even by kedusha klali, even by a kain stuma. We would have thought, says the Tiferes Yisrael, that this is one unit of two birds, and they're interdependent one on the other, because it has not yet been designated by the Bailim which one's a chatas and which one is an oila. So I would think that if you cannot bring them both together, if one flew away, so then perhaps its partner, we have to let it die as well. Kamash Malan, that no, we're able to join a partner with the remaining bird, and now the two birds function together as one potential for chatas and one potential for ola. So learns the Tiferes Yisrael. However, now comes a halacha not of goizel hanevad, but of goizel hapoireach, where the bird is not lost. It didn't die, it didn't fly away, but rather it flew into another group of birds. So it's there. The only problem is we don't know which of the birds it is. Continues the Mishnah, parach lebein hakreivos. If it flew into a konstuma, which is going to be nikrav, in other words, let us say you have two women, and each one has birds for a yoledes. Rachel has, on the right side, Rachel has one cane of two birds, and on the left side, Leah has two kinim. In other words, she has four birds. She had two birds that she has to bring a chatas and an oila for. So you have two birds on one side, four birds on the other side. Now, one of the two birds of Rachel on the right side flew over to Leah's side on the left. Now I have one on Rachel's side and five on Leah's side. So what is the halacha now? The din is, posel upoisel echad keneged. It's posel, and it posels one opposite. And then the Mishnah sums it up and says, shehagoizel hapoireach, because this is a rule throughout Masech Tekinim. The bird that flies, posel, it itself is posel, upoisel echad kenegdoi, and it posels one from where it flew. And now let us explain these terms. When we say it is posel, it doesn't mean it itself is necessarily posel, but one of the five, we're talking now on Leah's, on the left side, where we now have five birds, we're only going to be able to bring four of those birds. The fifth one, we will not be able to bring. And why is that? Because four, we can bring two as a chatas and two as an oila. There's two possibilities. Either these are the original four birds of Leah, then there's no problem. And even if one of the four is now one of Rachel's birds, so I can bring it as a chatas or as an oila. The woman, Leah, who needs two chatas and two oilas, so she can use that bird of Rachel for either a chatas or an oila. If she uses it as a chatas, it means that from her side, there's one chatas and two oilas that she's bringing. She's adding on Rachel's chatas, and if she brings it as an oila, then she has two chatas and one oila, and she's adding on Rachel's oila. So either way, I'm fine, but I cannot use the fifth one. For example, I'm going to bring not two chatas and two oilas. Leah says, I'm going to bring three chatas and two oilas. I cannot do that. Why? Because maybe the three chatas that you're bringing are all from your kinim, from your two kinim. And from your two kinim, the maximum of chatas that you could bring are only two chatas, not three chatas. So therefore, and if you want to do oilas, it's the same thing. You want to bring three oilas. Maybe the three oilas are from your two kinim, and your two kinim can only provide two oilas and not three oilas. So therefore, your fifth one you cannot use. So that's the pshat pasul. So again, it doesn't mean that the bird itself is pasul, because in fact, that bird that flew over from Rachel to Leah, that might turn up to be one of the four that Leah is going to bring. But it means it causes that if it's the fifth one, it will be possible. And if it's Leah's bird, that's the fifth one. And again, it causes one of the birds on the Leah side to be possible. But also it causes the remaining one by Rachel to also be possible. Upoisel echad keneged. Why is that? Because whatever happens to Rachel's bird when it joined Leah's birds on the left side, so now the remaining one has to be the opposite. If Rachel's bird became an oila when it flew over, then the remaining one has to be a chattis. If Rachel's bird became a chattis when it flew over, then the remaining one has to be an oila. Therefore, we don't know what to do with Rachel's remaining one. I cannot say, well, it was taken as a chattis, and Rachel will say, I'll bring it also as a chattis. You can't have two chattois from one cane, and the same thing, you can't have two oilas from one cane. So I'm forced, whatever Leah used my bird for, I have to use my remaining one the opposite. I don't know what Leah used my bird for, therefore, I cannot bring mine. So that's the halacha of that's the klal that our Mishnah is telling us, which we're going to use in the subsequent Mishnayos. The klal is, shahagoizel ha-poireyach, where it's not nevad. When it's nevad, the first three cases of our Mishnah, you only lose that bird that flew away or that died. In our case, you're going to be losing two birds. Shahagoizel ha-poireyach, posel, it causes a psul where it flies to, upoisel echad kenegdoi, and it causes a psul where it flew from, for the reasons that we explained.
Continues Mishnah Beis, Ketzah, now the Mishnah is going to give an example of this klal that we just learned in Mishnah Aleph, shahagoizel ha-poireyach, posel, upoisel echad kenegdoi. And what is the example? Shtei Nashim, if you have two women, as we said, this was the prevalent thing that there were two Miyaldois who had to bring Korbanos. And in this case of the Mishnah, they had to bring Korbanos for two births. Lezu Shtei Kinim, Ulezu Shtei Kinim. Rachel had to bring two Kinim, Achatus and Oilin, each Cain, for two births, Ulezu Shtei Kinim, and Leah had to bring the same thing for her two births. And when it's brought a few Kinim together, the Kohen takes half of those birds for a Chatos and half for an Oila. So Rachel is going to have two Chatos and two Oilas, and Leah is going to have two Chatos and two Oilas. What happened? And both of these cases were Cain Stumois. Parach Mizu Lezu, one from Rachel, one bird, flew into the Kinim of Leah. And now Rachel has three, and Leah has five. So the din is, Paisel Echad Behali Chasai. When that bird flew away from Rachel's Kinim, it caused back by Rachel that she is going to lose one. She only has three left, but she'll only be able to be makrif two. One will be pasul. And the bird that is now flying to Leah, it or an equal, another bird, will also become pasul. Leah, out of the five that she has, will only be able to bring four, and Rachel, out of the three that she has, will only be able to bring two. There'll be a total of six that are able to be brought. Now, if Leah brings her four first, so we understand, based on the principle we just learned, of Pasul Upoisel Echad Kenegdoi, that the fifth bird on Leah's side will not be able to be brought, because if Leah is going to bring two Chatars and two Oilas, and then she'll bring the fifth one, let's say, as a third Oila, she can't, because perhaps those three Olos are all from her two Kinim, and two Kinim can only produce two Oilas, not three Oilas. The Kenegdoi, Rachel also cannot be makriv of that third bird. She loses that third bird because maybe the one that flew to Rachel's side was brought either as a chattis or as an oila, and then she doesn't know what to do with her third one. Should she treat it like a chattis or like an oila? And therefore it's possible. Now the Rush explains, why doesn't Rachel bring her three first, and then l'char she would be able to bring... let's say two as an oila and one as a chatas. What's wrong with that? So the Rush says that if you figure it out, it comes out that you're going to be passeling more kachim. Because if she brings two as an oila and one as a chatas, it means that the other one that flew away is designated as a chatas. If it's designated as a chatas, then Leah will not be able to bring any oilos at all. Because if she brings an oila, it might be that bird that flew over from Rachel, which was supposed to be a chatas. How could she bring it as an oila? On the other hand, she won't be able to bring three chatois, because maybe the three chatois are from Leah's two kinim. And two kinim can only produce two chatois, not three chatois. Therefore, all that she'll be able to bring Leah, if Rachel starts with her three first, she'll only be able to bring two chatois in the mashal that we gave. So Leah will bring two, and Rachel will bring three, which will be a total of five. If Leah starts first with her four, then Rachel can still bring two, a total of six. But if Rachel is going to start with her three, then, as we explained, Leah will only be able to bring two, which will be five. So you're going to be causing more kachim to become puzzle. Therefore, says the Rush, we never allow Rachel to bring more than two in this case. And therefore, it comes out that we, out of the original eight, only six will be brought. This is an example of puzzle upoisel echel kenegdoi. What happens if the Mishnah says chazar, that one of those birds, let's say a kosher bird, came back from Leah over to Rachel? So then we again have the klal of posel upoisel echel kenegdoi. Poisel echel bechazirasoi. So by leaving Leah's side now, it causes an additional one to become usher on Leah's side. Plus, by going back over to Rachel's side, it causes an additional one on Rachel's side to become possible. In other words, now we're going to have, when one of the five flies back to Rachel's side, we're going to have four by Rachel and four by Leah. And now we're going to have two psulim by Rachel and two psulim by Leah. Because both Rachel and Leah will have one that caused a psul flying to the other group, and also caused a psul from where it came. So both Rachel and Leah will have one psul from a bird that came, and it will have one psul from a bird that left. And therefore, out of eight, now you'll only be able to be makru four. Rachel will bring a chatas and an oila, and Leah will bring a chatas and an oila. And if Rachel would bring more than a chatas and an oila, there would be a problem. Let's say Rachel would bring two oilos and a chatas. But then the oila that Leah brings, perhaps that oila is Rachel's bird that flew over it to Leah's side. In other words, even though we're winding up with four birds on each side, we're worried that maybe the four on Rachel's side has one of Leah's, and the four on Leah's side has one of Rachel. So therefore, if Rachel will bring more than one oila and one chatas, if Rachel will bring two oilos, then the oila that Leah has, maybe that's the bird that flew over, and therefore it'll come out that oila was from Rachel's original two kinim. So, and we know from two kinim, he can only bring two oilas. He can't bring three oilas. So therefore, the maximum that Rachel can bring is an oila and a chatas, and the maximum that Leah can bring is also an oila and a chatas, because the same problem that Rachel has with bringing more than oila and a chatas, Leah on her side will have as well. That's what it means here. Chazar poisel echel b'chazirasoi. What happens if porach v'chazar, porach v'chazar? Let's say the birds kept flying back and forth, back and forth. Lo yivsek klum. In other words, the maximum that in this case you could lose are two birds on each side. Out of the eight originally, you're going to wind up with four. Shafilu hein mu'u ravois. Even if we take the worst case scenario, that they're all mixed together, ein pachas mishnayim. As the Rosh brings down that we learned in the first parak in Mishnah Gimel, that when equal numbers of pairs mix together, half are kosher and half are posel. You can never have, as Rabelsky Shlita says, the klal is that in kinim, we always have to take the worst possible case, because the possibilities when the birds fly back and forth could be endless. So what is the worst possible case? They got all mixed up, and they got mixed up to the point that they came back, that the four birds on Rachel's side and the four birds on Leah's side, on each side, it's from two kinim. Why is that the worst possible case? Because if you have more than two kinim mixed in, then there's a possibility to bring more than two chatois from four birds. You can add on because you have more kinim. So the worst case is where we say it's from one cane, and if it's from one cane, you can only bring one chatas and one oila. But that's the worst possible case. Anything more than that, when you're mixing in more kinim, then you would be able to bring more chatois, more oilois. So the worst possible case is one cane, and from that one cane, we bring one chatas and one oila. So we bring one chatas and one oila on Rachel's side, and we bring one chatas and one oila from Leah's side. So by flying back and forth, lo yivsiklum, says the Mishnah, that's the worst case scenario. And what the Mishnah means here when it says ein pachas b'shtayim means not less than two kinim, one cane on each side, one of Rachel's and one of Leah's, are considered kosher. So from all of the taruvas together, you remain with two kinim that are kosher. We continue with Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel will likewise, as we did in Mishnah Beis, apply the klal that we learned in Mishnah Aleph, that goizel ha-pareich is pasul u-poisel echad kenegdoi. It pasels where it goes, and it pasels one from where it came. May I in bosa u-la'ana to-hilech, as it says in Pirkei Avos. From where it's coming, it causes one to be pasul, and where it's going to, likewise, one is pasul. So in Mishnah Beis, we applied this klal to kinim stumim, which were equal to each other. There were two kinim for Rachel, two kinim for Leah, a total of four birds for Rachel, and a total of four birds for Leah. Now in Mishnah Gimel, we're going to apply this klal when we don't have an equal amount of kinim. And in fact, we don't just have two women, we have seven women. Begins the Mishnah, Lezu achas, Rachel has one kain, which means two birds, Ulezu shtayim, and Leah has two kinim, which means four birds. Ulezu Gimel, the next woman, has three kinim. Ulezu Dala, the next one, has four kinim. Ulezu Hey, the next one, has five kinim. Ulezu Vav, the next one, has six kinim. Ulezu Zayin, and the last one, has seven kinim. So it means that they have double the amount of birds because there are two birds in each cane. So the first woman has two birds, the second has four, the third has six, the fourth has eight, the fifth has 10, the sixth has 12, and the seventh has 14 birds. Now what happened? Parach min harishayna lishniya. One bird went from the first cane, from the first lady, from Rachel, over to the second lady. And then a bird went from the second lady, ulishlishis. It went from the second to third. And then ulirevius, from third to fourth. Ulichamishis, from fourth to fifth. Ulishishis, from fifth to sixth. Ulishvius, from sixth to seventh. V'chazar. And then it went back. It went from 7 to 6, from 6 to 5, from 5 to 4, 4 to 3, 3 to 2, and then 2 to 1. So in the end, each cane has exactly the amount of birds that it had to begin with. But because of the going and coming, there are a number of birds that are possible. And let us, from these seven cases, seven examples, go through a few, and whatever we will do with the first examples will be the same for the last examples. If a bird goes from the first cane, from Rachel's cane to Leah's cane, Rachel has one cane and Leah has two kinim. So now Rachel has one bird left and Leah has five birds. When one then goes from the second to the third, so Leah is back to four because one bird left, and now the third woman, instead of having three kinim, which is six birds, she now has seven birds. And so on it goes until we get to the seventh lady, who has seven kinim, which is a total of 14 birds. She is going to have, on this flight, at the end, she's going to have one bird more, which is 15. So on the flight from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 7, it'll wind up that the first lady has only one bird, and the seventh lady has 15 birds, one extra, and everybody in the middle has exactly what they had to begin with at this point. So now what hefsid, what psul has been caused so far? So let's start with the flight from 1 to 2. Based on the rule of posul, upoisul achet kenegdoi, so the one bird that is left in the first cane is posul, because of the rule of poisul achet kenegdoi. The bird that flies away posuls the remaining bird, or one of the remaining birds. In this case, there's only one that remained. That one becomes posul. The second cane now has five birds instead of four. One of those birds is also posul. That's the rule. Posul, upoisul achet kenegdoi. Then we go from the second to the third. What psul happens now? Well, the second had five birds with one posul. Now it has four birds because one bird left, went to the third cane. And the third cane, instead of having six birds, will now have seven birds. As far as psul goes, the second cane will now have two kosher birds, but two posul birds. Why two posul? Because coming and going. It had a bird that came to it from cane one, and it had a bird that left from it to cane three. And each time that happens, there's a psul. And so it works out through the whole system until we get to the seventh cane. By the seventh cane, there is only going to be one bird that is posul, because at this stage of the example, the seventh cane has only a bird coming into it. So that's the rule of posul. One bird that comes in is posul. So to make this sikum, this summary, into a klal, we can say that the birds at the ends, at the extremes, number one and number seven, cane one and cane seven, will have one bird that is posul, because they only had one action. Cane one only had an action of a bird leaving, and cane seven only had an action of a bird coming in, joining them. So therefore, they'll only have one psul, whereas all the kinim in the middle, from two through six, will have two birds that are posul, because they had two actions. They had a flight into the cane, and they had a flight out of the cane. So they will have two birds posul, which is one cane will be posul. So if we were to make a sikum at this point, it would come out that in cane number one, the remaining bird is posul. Cane number two has two birds that are posul. One cane is posul, one cane is kosher. Cane number three, which had six birds, has two birds posul. All the birds in the middle have two birds that are posul. So you have four birds kosher, two birds posul, which means one cane is posul. Cane number four, which had eight birds, has six kosher birds, two birds that are posul, one cane that is posul. The fifth cane had 10 birds, eight are kosher, two are posul, one cane is posul. The sixth cane had 12 birds, 10 birds are kosher, two are posul, one cane is posul. The seventh cane had 14 birds, now it has 15 birds, and one of those 15 is posul. Now let us continue. V'chazer, said the Mishnah. Now, from 13, a bird flew back to 12. From 12, it flew to 11. It flew to 11, which means from cane 7, it flew back to cane 6. From cane 6, it flew back to cane 5, and then to 4, to 3, to 2, to 1. Now what happened on the way back? What happened on the way back is that, again, the extremities 1 and 7 will lose only one bird, and 2 to 6 will lose two birds, because 2 to 6 will have, again, two actions. They'll have a bird coming in and a bird leaving, whereas 1 will only have a bird coming in. 7 will only have a bird leaving. As far as the amount of birds, we're back to where we started, because the bird that had left cane 1 and continued to leave all the kingdom until it got to cane 7, the seventh one, now is returning flight, and therefore cane 7, which had 15 birds, loses one on the return flight. It's back to 14. Cane number 6 gets one bird from cane number 7, so it has now 13 birds, but then when one bird flies out of it, it's back to 12, and so on and so forth, until we get back to cane 1, where an extra bird from Cain 2 flies back to Cain 1. Cain 1 now has two birds. But now, how many are kosher and how many are pasul? So first, let's see the rule in the Mishnah that in all the details of what we have given in this example so far, the halacha is, poisel echad ba'ali chosai, ve'echad ba'chazirosai, that the klal of pasul u'poisel echad kenegdoi, where every action causes one bird to be pasul, that will work going, halicha, from 1 to 7, Cain 1 to Cain 7, and it'll also work going backwards, from Cain 7 back to Cain 1. And therefore, as we said, the rule, the extremities only had one action done, they only each time lose one bird. The middle had two actions done on each flight, they will lose each time two, which means if there was a flight going and a flight returning, they will lose a total of four birds, which is two kingdom. And then the Mishnah makes a sikum. Harishona Vashniya, the first and second kingdom at this point of flight one going and returning, Ein Lem Klum, they have nothing left. Because the according to the rule that we said, that the extremities will always lose one bird on each flight. So it loses one bird going, and then one bird at the end coming back. So it had started out with two birds in that one cane. It has that one cane of two birds, but those birds are both pusle now. In cane number two, also Ein Lem Klum, which means that they are pusle and they have to die. So there's also none left. Why? Because we said the middle kinim, the rule is, they're going to lose on each direction two birds because they have two actions, a bird coming in and a bird leaving, going from 1 to 7, and on the return from 7 to 1, they also have a bird coming in and a bird leaving. So they're going to lose a cane, two birds each time. And therefore, how much did the second cane have to begin with? Two kinim and four birds. They lose all four birds, Ein Lem Klum. Let's go to the Shlishis. HaShlishis, which had six birds, Yeshla Achas, it has one cane, because four are pusle, and two birds out of the six are left. That's one cane, that is kosher. HaRavius, which had eight birds, so, which is four kinim. How many does it have left? Yeshla Shtayim. It has two kinim that are kosher, because it loses four birds. All the middle ones are going to lose four birds, so 8 minus 4 is 4 birds left, which is 2 kinim. HaChamishis, the fifth one which had 10 birds, it loses 4 birds. Yesh lo shalosh, so it has 6 birds left, which is 3 kinim. HaShishis, the sixth king, which had 12 birds, it loses 4. That means it has 8 birds left. Yesh lo arba, it has 4 kinim. HaShaviyis, which lost 2 birds, one coming into it in the beginning and one leaving from it at the end going back. So therefore, 14 minus 2, which our pasul is 12. HaShaviyis yesh l'sheish. The seventh one has a total of 6 kinim. Now what happened, the Mishnah continues, that another flight happened. Parach v'chazer. Now a new flight began. But here the Rishonim tell us the flight did not begin with 1 and 2. Because if the flight would begin with Cain 1 or 2, they're all pasul. The ones that are pasul have to go lemisa. They have to be left to die. And if you look on Amud Beis at the end of this Mishnah, it says a rule. V'imporach min ha-mesois l'kulon, hare kulon yamusu. If from the mesois there flies into any of the other kosher kinim, any bird, then all the birds that are now mixed up have to die. As we have the rule, the Gemara tells us in Zvachim, the Ayin Amud Beis, that if you have one that is pasul, which its din is lemisa, and it goes to all the ksherim, kulam yamusu, even if it goes into 10,000. If there's a mixture, because each bird we're worried that it is a pasul bird, and therefore the din is they all die. So when we now are going to discuss the further ramifications in our case of Poisel, u'poisel echad kenegdoi, we have to be speaking that the flights are not going to come from Cain 1 or 2, there, because those birds are possible and they're lemisa, and they're, if they would go into any Cain, then all the kinim that it would be affected by it would be possible. So we must be speaking, it goes into kosher, and then we're only going to leave the same pattern of possible, u'poisel echad kenegdoi. There'll be one lost at the extremities, and there'll be two lost in each direction in the middle ones. Porach v'chazer, one bird went from Cain 3 to Cain 4, and then to 5 and to 6 and to 7, and then back it went from 7 to 6 to 5 to 4 to 3. Now, v'chazer doesn't mean it's the same bird that went back. Adarabba, we say it could be a different bird, a kosher bird that used to be kosher, that will become posel, based on the rule of posel u'posel echad kenegdo. So what happens? The same thing. Posel echad b'chilasoi, b'halichasoi, v'echad b'chazirasoi. So again, going and coming, one will be posel going in the direction from 3 to 7, it will cause the middle ones to lose when one bird goes into them and when one bird goes out of them. And that works from 3 to 7, Bahalicha, and it also works v'echad b'chazirasa. It works backwards from 7 to 3. So, again, the extremities lose one bird each direction, which going and coming would mean that the extremities would lose two birds. The middle would lose two birds going and two birds coming. They would lose a total of four birds. They would lose two kinim. Therefore, we now have to make a different sikkum. And now it'll go as follows. The seventh kan lost two birds before, and they're losing two birds now, because that's an extreme. That's on the extremities. So they lose one kan the last time when we went from 1 to 7. Now they lose another kane from 3 to 7. So they lost a total of four birds, and they have left 10 birds, which means they have left 5. The sixth one has had a total of 10 birds. It lost 2 kinim in the flight that we had before, in the beginning of the Mishnah. Now it loses another 2 kinim. So it lost a total of 8 birds. It has 4 birds left, which is 2 kinim. The fifth one had 10 birds, and it lost two kinim on the first series from 1 to 7. Now it loses another 2 kinim from 3 to 7. So it loses a total of 8 birds, 4 kinim, 8 birds. It's left with 2 birds. However, the third and fourth lose everything. Why? The fourth had on the first series from 1 to 7, at the end it had left only 4 birds, 2 kinim. And now it loses another 2 kinim in this series from 3 to 7. So it's left with nothing. And number 3, which is on the extremity, in the series from 1 to 7, it had lost 4 birds and it had 2 birds left. Now, because it's on the extreme, it loses one bird going away and one bird coming back from 13 back to, from Cain 7 back to Cain 3, it loses another bird. It only had 2 birds that were kosher at this point anyway, so therefore it loses everything. That's what the Mishnah now says. So they are all posel, they go to Misa. Hachamishis, the fifth one, Yesh Lachas, it has 1 Cain remaining. It lost 8 birds. It lost 2 kinim the first time, 4 birds, and now it lost 2 kinim in this series from 3 to 7. So it has only 2 birds left, that's 1 kain. Hashish is yesh l'shtayim. It also lost a total of 2 birds, and again, 2 birds is 4 birds on the first series, and on the second, now from 3 to 7, it again lost 4 birds, that's a total of 8, and it had to begin 12. So therefore, it has 4 birds left. Hashish is yesh l'shtayim. It has 2 kinim. Hashivi is the 7th king. Yesh l'chamesh. It has 5. How much did it lose on flight 1 to 7? It lost 2 birds, 1 king. On flight 3 to 7, it lost 2 birds, 1 king. So it means out of 7 kinim, it lost 2 kinim. It lost 4 birds. It's left with 10 birds out of 14, which is 5 kinim. And now we come to the final series. And this will be, again, we're not going to start with 3 and 4, because 3 and 4 are all puzzle, and that they are mesos, and that they would cause all the others to be mesos wherever they would fly into. So now we're flying from number 5, from the cane that still has something kosher. The Chamishus has one cane that's kosher, Parach v'chazer. So again, the same halacha. And again, the same rule, that the extremes will lose one bird, and the middle, and here there's only one middle, which is number 6, the 6th cane is going to get from the Chamishus, and it's going to give to the Shvius. And then it's going to get from the Shvius, and it's going to give back to the Chamishus. So that's the only middle one. So the middle one loses 2 kinim, whereas the extremes only lose 2 birds, 1 cane. So let's see what happens. Hachamishis, which till now only had 2 birds kosher, and now even those 2 birds, since it's now the extreme, the Chamishis lost the final 2 birds, so they have nothing. Vashishis, which had 4 birds left, which is 2 kinim, they were still viable, but now they lose those 4 birds as well, ein lem klom, because they are a middle. A middle loses 2 on the halicha and 2 on the chazara, so they have nothing. They have to all die. Hashviyas yeshla arba. The 7th, again, is an extreme. The 7th only loses 2 birds, and therefore it had 5 pairs before. Now it only has 4 kinim. It only has 4 pairs. As we turn to that Puff Gimlam Beis, the Yeshar, some say, Ashviyas Lehivsita Klum. With this last third flight from 5 to 7 and back from 7 to 5, here the Shviyas didn't lose anything. It remains with what it had before, which was Hashviyas Yeshla Chamesh. It doesn't go down to 4. And what is the reason of this? So the Meforshim explain that number 1, when a bird goes from 7 to 6, we say the rule that it passels in 6, and it's poisel kenegdoi, where it came from. One bird in the 7 should become poisel. One bird in the 7th cane should become poisel. But what's the reason that one bird always becomes poisel? Because we don't know what's happening with its counterpart that flew away. Maybe the counterpart was taken as a chattas. Then I have to bring this as an oil. But maybe the counterpart was taken as an oil. Then I have to bring this as a chattas. I don't know what to do. Therefore, I can't be makrovit. The avoid of one is possible for the other. So, einachanami. But here, you don't have to worry about that, because it's going into 6, and 6 are all possible. So we don't have to worry what it's going to be nikrav by 6. It's going to die by 6. So there's no reason to make an isser on the bird that it's coming from, the cane where it's coming from. And also, the Rav points out that how many birds in total from the 14 of cane 7 flew away into 6 through all these flights? Only 3 birds. So there's 11 birds that are coming from, even if it has 3 birds that are not from its original cane, it has 11 birds that are from its original cane. So if the lady brings, Yoledis brings 5 chatois and 5 oilois, there's no cheshash. What could have been done wrong with those 5 chatois and 5 oilois? Either they're from the original group, and they can be designated in a konstuma, they can be designated for chatos or oila, or the new ones that are joining them from another cane stuma could also be converted to chatos or oila. So there's nothing to worry about. The chash always is that maybe we're bringing too many birds from too few kinim, too many chatos from too few kinim. But here, if we know that 3 at the maximum flew away, and there's at least 11 birds left, so certainly I can bring 10, 5 chatos, 5 oilos, and I have nothing to worry about. That's the shita of the Yesh Oimrim. However, lahalacha, we paskin like the Tanakama, that even in the third flight, the Shvius does lose one of its kinim. Concludes the Mishnah with the halacha that we learned before, v'imporach mena mesos l'kol narei kol nimusu. If from one of these mesos, the ones that are already puzzled, they flew from cane 1 and 2, or from cane 3 and 4, they flew into the other kinim, then harei kol yamusu, then they're all puzzled, and whatever Kain, it went into, all those birds will be possible based on the klal that one pasul that flies into many ksherim pasuls all of those birds. Continues Mishnah Dalid, Kain stum of a Kain Mefureshes. If we have one Kain which is undesignated, and we had one Mefureshes, where the owner, when he purchased it, made one into a Chatas and one into an Oila. But what happened was that in the Mefureshes, it got mixed up. We don't know which one is the Chatas and which one is the Oila. And what happened is, Parach Menas Stuma, the Mefureshes, one of the birds of the Stuma went into the Kain of the Mefureshes. So you had two, and originally two and two. Now you have one and three. So the din is, the one that went into the Mefureshes and is mixed up with them, we can't be makrivit because maybe it's a Mefureshes. We don't know what it is, and therefore it's possible. But what do we do with the remaining one that's still by Rachel? Yikach zug l'sheni, we take a partner, and now we again have a Kain Stuma, and again, the Kayan, when he's Makrovid, will designate which one is a Chatz and which one is an Oila. However, what happens if, after the bird flew from the Kain Stuma to the Kain Mefureshes, a bird flew back from the Kain Mefureshes to the Kain Stuma, Chazar, Oi, Shaporach Menam Mefureshereshin, or to begin with, the bird from the Mefureshes flew into the Stuma, so then the halacha is Harei Kulon Yamusu, because now already we have a suffix that there's a pasul that is coming into the stuma, and therefore I can't be makriv anything because maybe I'm being makriv a bird that's a mefureshes that got mixed up, that is pasul, so that pasul's the bird in the Kain stuma. It cannot be used, and all of them are Yamusu. The chiddush over here is that even though l'chayru we could say a svek sveka, in both of these cases we could say that there's a suffix, any bird I take from the first Kain, from Rachel's Kain, so perhaps the bird I'm taking is the original bird that flew away and it flew back, and then it could rejoin the Kain stuma, and even if it's from the Mefureshes, let's say I want to bring it as an oila. So if the bird that's coming back now in the case of Chazar, if the bird is was from the original Stuma, the one that flew out came back, so I can use it as an oila. The coin can designate it as an oila. And even if it's one of the Mefureshes that flew in, maybe that Mefuresh itself was an oila. So l'chara, I have a svek sveka to say that it should be kosher, and I should be able to bring it. And afal pikein, we say no, kulon yamusu, because by kochim, it's not enough to bring hegdish based on a sveksvek. You have to know vani that what you are bringing is either a chatas or an oila. A sveksvek won't help you, and therefore the halacha is kulon yamusu.
Mishnah hey, chatas mikan v'oila mikan ustuma be'emtza. If there was on the right side a designated chatas, and on the left side, there was a designated oila, and in the middle, there was a Kain stuma. There were two birds which were as yet undesignated. The Bailam had not designated them for a chatas or for an oila. And now what happened, Porach mena emtza, litzad, and from the two in the middle, they flew. Echad helech ve'echad helech, one flew to the oila side, and one flew to the chatas side. Loi hifset klum. The owner did not lose anything. Ella Yoimar, the Kayin, since this is a Kain Stuma, the Bailam didn't designate them at the time of when he purchased them, so now it remains for the Kayin at the time of Akrava to say, Ze Shehalach Eitzel Chatois Chatos, the one that went to the Chatois side is a Chatos, and the one from the middle, from the Kain Stuma, that went on the left side to the Oilois, the halach will be that it is an Oila. Now notice that the first word in this Mishnah is Chatas in the singular.
the chattas is on the right side and the oilo is on the left side. As we see further now in the Mishnah, it's chato ois that are on the right side and oilois that are on the left side, because this halacha, it doesn't matter whether on the right side you have a single chattas or many chatois, and it doesn't matter whether on the left side you have one oilo or many oilois. The halacha is the same, that the koyin is able at the time of the akrava to say on every bird that's in the chattas side, that if you're originally designated as a chattas, I'm bringing you as a chattas. And if you're from the cane stuma from the middle that flew to the right side to the chatois, then I'm again going to designate you now as a chattas. And the same on the oila side. However, the one that flew to the chattas side cannot be made into an oila, because perhaps, since it got mixed up with the other birds, perhaps the bird that you'll be taking will be a bird that it was mefurish already that it should be a chattas, and you're going to be using it for an oila. And the same on the left side, on the oila side. You cannot use the bird that flew in as a chattas, because since it got mixed up with the other birds, any bird that you'll take will say, perhaps, this is from the original designated oila or oilois, and now you're going to be using it as a chattas. But if you leave it that the right side remains purely chattas and the left side remains purely oila, then lo hifsid klum. However, what happens next? Chazar la'emtza. From the sides, which now have two birds on the right side, two birds on the left side, and none in the middle, now one bird from the right side went back to the middle, one bird from the left side went back into the middle, and the cane stuma has not yet been designated by the kayin. He has not yet been makrav them. This is before the akrava. So the halacha is that since we now have a taruvis, and it could be we have a chattas, a designated chattas from the right side, and a designated oiler from the left side, and they're all mixed up together in the middle, so the halacha is, as you have in any such taruvis, where we don't know on each bird whether to treat it as a chattas or as an oiler, or emtsayim yamusu, the ones in the middle, should be left to die, because we don't know what to do with them, and on the side, the birds on the side, are not affected. Elu yakrivu chatois, elu yakrivu oilois. The one on the right side, whatever's left there, we know it either is mefurish a chattas, or the kohen is going to designate a b'shas hakrov as a chattas, and the same on the left side, you treat it as an oila, either it was the original oila, or the kohen will designate a b'shas hakrov as an oila. But what happens now, a third phase to this, chazar, and the Rishonim tell us that we leave out the word oisha, and it should be chazar uporach, mino emsa litzadin. If once again, now you have one bird on the right side and one bird on the left side, and you have two in the middle, but the two in the middle are mixed up, and we're chayshish, they're mixed up chattas and oila of mefurish. And now, from the two in the middle, they flew back, one on the right side and one on the left side. Chazar uporach mino emtsa litzadin. So now what happens? Hare kulon yamusu. Now that you have two on the right, two on the left, and none in the middle, at this third phase of this entire adventure here, so the halacha is, like we find at the end of Mishnah Gimel, in the end of the first line on top of the Yomid, the Mishnah stated, Vim porach mina meisos l'kulon hare kulon yamusu. Now that we had paskin on the middle ones, based on the second phase of this flight, we had paskin that emtsayim yamusu. Now if the emtsayim go to one on the right side and one on the left side, so now it's the halacha that anything that's supposed to go lemisa, if it gets mixed up with the rest, as we quoted from the Gemara in Zvachim, the Ayin Amud Beis says that even one in 10,000, all of the 10,000 would have to be lemisa. That's this halacha over here in the third stage, that if parach mina emtsa litzadin, hare kulon yamusu. Continues the Mishnah. Ein mevim tayrim keneg b'nei yoyna, v'lo b'nei yoyna keneg tayrim. It says in the Torah, whenever it speaks about two tayrim or two b'nei yoyna, it says shtei tayrim o shnei b'nei yoyna. A woman, for example, or a man, a zov, who's bringing a chattas and a oila, has to bring it either from two tayrim, from two turtle doves, or he has to bring it from two b'nei yoina, two pigeons. He cannot take a chattis from the Torah and a ola from the ben yoina. That's what the Mishnah says here. Eim avin Torah and kenega b'nei yoina. If you've started with a ben yoina, you cannot bring a Torah, and you can, v'loy ben b'nei yoina kenega Torah. And if you're using a Torah, then you cannot use a ben yoina. Ketzad. What's an example of this? So Aisha sheheviya chattasa Torah v'oilasa ben yoina. So she made a mistake. She brought a chattis for a tar, as a tar, and she brought, for an oiler, she brought a ben yoina. So this, of course, is not good. One of these are going to not be able to be nikrav for her chiyuv. Now the question is, which one should she substitute? Should she substitute the chattis, which is a tar, or should she substitute the oila, which is a ben yoina? What is kaveya for the switch that you have to switch it into the other min? So the Mishnah says, Tichboil, she should repeat, V'tavi oilasa tar. In this case, she has to bring a oila, another oila, from a tar. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds that the chattis is the preeminent korban here, more than the oila. And the Rambam explains the reason is, because l'chatchila, the halacha is, that a chattis has to be brought before an oila. B'dieved, einechanam, if an oila is brought first, the person who's mechuyiv in the korban is yaitza, but l'chatchila, the chattis is first, and therefore, it is stronger, it is preeminent over the oila. Even though, in the pasuk, we find that oila is put before chattis, but that, the Gemara says, is only for kriya ba'alma, to read it in the Torah it's put first. But Chazal learned out that the chattis, in fact, comes before the oila. And therefore, if now you have to switch one of these birds, we're always going to switch the oila. If the chattis, in this case, was a Torah, then the oila has to be exchanged for a Torah instead of the ben yoina that was originally brought. What happens if I lost a Torah? If she brought first the oila as a tar, and she did it in the wrong order, because chattis should have been first, but we said, but the evident oila be'etzem is good. But here it's not going to be good. Why? Because oilasa tar v'chatasa ben yoina. She brought an oila as a tar and the chattis as a ben yoina. So what's koivei according to the Tanakhama? Again, the chattis. The chattis here is a ben yoina. If so, tichbo v'tevi oilasa ben yoina. So retroactively, when she brought the chattis as a ben yoina, it disqualified her oila being brought from a tar, therefore she has to repeat and bring an oila from a ben yoina. It's always the chattis according to the Tanakhama, which is kaveya. However, Ben Azai disagrees. Ben Azai oimer holchen achar rishon. We always go after the first korban, and therefore, if over here the oila was brought first, so then the halacha is if the oila is brought first, then what was it made of? It came from a Torah. So then the tichbol is that the chattis has to also be brought from a Torah according to Ben Azai. And the Mishnah concludes, Ha'isha sheheviya chattis umesa. She brought her chattis oif and she died. Yaviyu yarshinoi lasa. She brought it in the right order. The chattis first, and then she was supposed to bring the oila, but then she died. So the oila could be brought after the misa of the bialim, and that's why the yorshim are mechuyev to bring, if she separated money for the oila, the yorshim are mechuyev to bring the oila for her. The Gemara in Kedushin of Yud Gimel Mebeis discusses what happens if she was chayv in an oila, but she had not separated a bird for an oila. Are the yorshim mechuyev or not? And the Gemara says that this will be totally on the question whether she buda d'oraisa or not. Do we say that the chiyev that she has causes a shibud on her nechasim, and it's as if there was money set aside? It would be as if, because of this lien that the Torah has, because of its mitzvah that she has not yet fulfilled, it's as if she set aside money for them, for the Yorshim to pay for it. If shibud deraisa, then the Yorshim would have to separate the money for the oila and bring an oila for their mother. However, if shibud lav deraisa, if there is no koyach mideraisa of a shibud, then the Yorshim would not be mechuyev to bring the carbon for their mother if their mother had not beferish separated money for it. Concludes the Mishnah, the last halacha of this perek, oilasa umesa, if she brought an oila first and then she died, so she did it in the wrong order, but as we said, b'dieved, it helps. So her oila she has, but she hasn't brought the chatas, and she died after bringing the oila. The halacha is lo yaviu yorsha chatas, and the yorsha should not bring her chatas, because by a chatas cannot be mechaper after the misa of the bailam. A chatas comes from the kapara, and since she died already, then the chatas can not be mechaper. And according to Rashi and the Rush, a chatas oy falls into the same category as the five chatois meses by a behema, where one of the five chatois meses is a owner who died before his chatas was brought, where the halacha is that it goes lemisa. So too over here, by, according to Rashi and the Rush, by an oif that the bialim died. So the halacha is that even if that oif had been separated, but it had not been brought yet as a korban, the halacha would be that it would be included in the halacha l'maishu m'sinai of chamisha chatois meisois, and that would go not only by behemoth, it would also go on the oif, and therefore the Mishnah concludes, lo yaviu yarsha chatois, so the yarshim do not bring her chatas, and in fact, if there was a bird there designated for a chatas, it would be yamusu. Hadrin aloch kein stuma, hadrin aloch kein stuma, hadrin aloch kein stuma.